to Rob or Robinson, you can, you know, if you can come.
What do you take on when you get married
to
your husband?
Well, you know, when you start to generalize, I mean, one very clear example is kidneys on Pesach, right? If you marry, smartly, you know, you got kidneys. If you're smartly married, smash your house, you don't have kidneys, right? So that's one example. Musachat Tfila is another example, because I indicated the husband is a emotion. You know, if you marry a Sephardi, you have to have Chalak Beis Yosef, right?
What about
Beis Yosef? Yes, Kol Yisrael is something that changed. Well, that's an interesting question. No. This is a big mistake. Kol Yisrael is not a minhag. Kol Yisrael is an absolute halacha. But we have a heter from Rav Moshe. Well, let me explain it. In the Gemara, it says Befeirush. This is the Gemara. The Gemara says Befeirush that you are not allowed to drink milk that was milked by a boy if a Jew was not present. This is a din in the Gemara Befeirush. It is usher absolutely. Now, the reason the Gemara takes this, because if the Jew didn't watch the milking, maybe the guy mixed in treif milk, like camel milk or horse milk or whatever. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a hetter. And his hetter is that when you live in a society where the government is going to arrest you, prosecute you, fine you, if you had, adulterate your cow milk with somebody milk, so Rav Moshe says that is just as good as a Jew watching, and that is the heter that people who don't support Israel follow. Now, Rav Moshe himself, of course, only kept calling himself. This was the heter that he gave. So, if you marry, let's say you don't keep this din of Kol Yisrael, you follow Rav Moshe, and you marry a man who is makrid on Kol Yisrael, then generally you should have that chumra, unless the husband gives you rishus that you can have Hershey bars or whatever it is. Now the other way is interesting. What if you're makrid on Kol Yisrael and you marry a guy who's so much under emotion? Are you allowed to be lenient under those circumstances? That's a bit more tricky. It seems that you would be. You would be. But, No, you don't have to search. Nobody says, you have to eat Hershey's or have a vaccine, but you'd be allowed to. But you'd be allowed to keep that from yourself because that's not impacting your husband. As long as you don't stop making things for your husband that he wants, you could keep on the chumra of Kol Yisrael. But because that's a different thing. That's just to be machmir. That's not stopping him from doing it. Okay? By the way, you know, I don't know if you follow the ice cream in the makolet. Maybe you weren't here long enough. But around 2 years ago, they used to sell Haagen-Dazs in the stores. And now they stopped selling Haagen-Dazs. There's a whole little nice story about this. And that is, the Rambam is generally relatively lenient in Hashgachas. That's why, you know, we often don't rely on the Rambam. But one thing the Rambam is very strict on is that any product from Chutz La'aretz that is sold in a Rambam approved makolet must be Chalav Yisrael. They don't follow Rav Moshe's view. However, the Rambam has a kula that Chalav Yisrael does not apply to powdered milk. Only applies to liquid milk. So as a result, the best ice creams, the fanciest ice creams, are made with liquid milk. So Hagadahs could no longer be sold in a Rabbanut Makolet, because although it's an OU, but it's not Chalav Israel. Why is Ben & Jerry's available in a Makolet? Because it's not Chalav Israel, but it's powdered. It's made of powdered.
Some of it is.
Some of it isn't. But Rabbanut has a kula. That's why, so apparently, I don't know if they really know, I mean, in theory, you know, you can get Snickers and Hershey's and all sorts of stuff. I mean, is that Chalav Israel?
No.
You know, the Rabbanut is probably not supervising this very carefully, but in theory, they will allow milk products made with powdered non-Chalav Israel, but they will not allow milk products made with powdered.
Why have all the random milk?
That's a good question. Everybody has to have
a there's lots of other things.
See the question. It could be because in Eretz Yisrael, Chalav Yisrael is very easy to keep. So you may let people cook in Eretz Yisrael, virtually anything you get is made in Israel. It's Chalav Yisrael, and that's a common practice here. In Kutzlar, it's much more difficult.
Also, I thought I heard
what's
that when
he
grew up was dusty,
So this is a well-known machlokes. The truth is not clear. This is a well-known machlokes. How to interpret Rav Moshe's tshuva? Is Rav Moshe giving you a general leniency, or is Rav Moshe only referring to a situation which is very expensive? Machlokes how to interpret Rav Moshe's tshuva. I will say that the standard vision of America, most places, is to look at Rav Moshe as a very broad leniency. But some things we learned, Rav Moshe is only limited to places where it's very difficult to get the colors. Okay, any